7:24, March 23rd, 2012. Blue, do I feel dumb? It got to be yesterday afternoon, and I realized that I had to fix dinner, but I also hadn't had my walk. And I was like, wait a minute, what happened to the day? And the answer is, of course, it got chewed up with kids, which was unfortunate. Anyway, today's going to get chewed up too, rather quickly. I was just getting my shoes on to go out for the walk this morning, thinking I had a full hour and I had plenty of time, and discovered that I have to take elder daughter to school as soon as I get back. So I'm trying to hurry so that there's enough time to get the podcast posted before I have to spend an hour on the road. Because as soon as I get back from taking elder daughter, I have to turn around and take younger daughter. I take them both at once, except elder daughter has to be at school 15 minutes before I can legitimately drop off younger daughter. And I can't get younger daughter into the car half an hour early to leave with everyone else. So it's two trips, even though they're very short trips. Between the two trips, they'll chew up most of the hour between 8 and 9. Mostly between 7:45 and, good morning, 7:45 and 8:45. It's kind of a pain in the butt. However, today is Friday. It's actually been 365 days since I started this effort. Tomorrow is the anniversary, but because it's a leap year, it's 366 days tomorrow. So, yay. It's hard to believe that this has been so long that I have been striving to do this. This is recording number 344, I think. 340-something. So I'm short about 20 days all told out of the year. Which isn't too bad. And I've walked just over 650 miles in that year. Over 325 daily walks. The other podcasts are from the walks at home, the other walks that I've done on the road, at home being with my sister back in Maine, and then Balticon last year. And now I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I have to roll out of the house at 6 a.m., which means if I'm going to walk, I have to walk at 5, and it's dark. I don't think I'm going to make it. If not, then I'll record some thoughts while I'm driving down to the airport, and I'll see what happens when I get to the other end. I still don't know whether or not I'm going to have internet connection. If I do, I'll try to get stuff posted. And I'll do some recording. I hope I'll do some recording just to record my thoughts and to capture some of the experience of being at this writer's conference for 7 full days. I did get my car reserved, so I've got a car, got a place to stay. I paid my tuition. My printer is there. I probably should get a spare printer cartridge there. They're telling me that the cartridge that comes with the printer that is good for like 300 pages might not be enough. Now, I'm a little bit, I don't know what the right word is. I won't say intimidated, because I'm certainly not intimidated about printing 300 pages, nor am I intimidated about writing 300 pages. What I'm miffed about is, well, we're going to spend a huge amount of time printing. This is kind of falls under the category of, you've got to be kidding me. But I suppose it's right up there with 6 hours of class time. So as a writing retreat, I have to say, I'm going into this with a certain amount of trepidation. I've heard good things about these retreats. I've heard good things about the process. And I've heard that the new facility is quite nice as well. But the upside, the downside of this is that for a writing retreat, I seem to be going to be committing to spend, and I don't know if it'll actually come out to be, an inordinate amount of time there, not writing. 6 hours a day of not writing, over and above 6 hours of sleeping, strikes me as being a half a day where I'm not writing. Of course, add that to the days here that I'm not writing, and it becomes somewhat less impressive. But I didn't have to pay. What am I paying? $2,500. $300 a day. When you add in the room, airfare, car rental, tuition, $1,250, $1,316, yeah, $2,200. For the 7 days. Now, that's not shabby. It's a good amount. It's less than it would cost me to take a semester-long course, certainly. And it's going to be about a semester's worth of work crammed into a week. So, it's not... On an economic basis, it's not too bad, but looking at it from the how many days, how much per minute, it's a bit on the bogglish side, just a bit. I think it'll be all right, but I have to say, going in, that I have certain trepidation about it. We'll see how it plays out. I mostly wanted to get these thoughts about the convention itself, the workshop itself down, so that I have a benchmark to compare it to when I get back. So what I'm a little bit afraid of is that I'm not going to learn a lot having confirmation that I do know how to do characters and setting well already. Doesn't really count. So I'm hoping I'm going to pick up some new techniques, some new ideas about how to draw settings, how to paint characters. So we'll see how this goes. The other fear is that I'm going to go and it's going to be not very much fun. The thing about writing is that if it's not fun, it's work. And if it's work, it doesn't get done. So I'm really looking forward to having some fun with writing. Even if it means I have to crank out a lot of words, I'm not afraid of cranking out a lot of words. I'll be there a week. That's easily time enough to write a whole novel if I was writing full time. I won't be able to write full time because of just, if nothing else, getting meals. Maybe I'll go hungry a couple of times, so that'll help. And help with the weight as well. I'm up and down again with the weight. I'm down a bit from where I was yesterday, up a bit from where I started the week. It's not too surprising. It does this to me all the time. So today is going to be not a fasting day per se, but today is going to be a day where I try to even out some of the calorie intake. Last night I made a turkey loaf and used the 99% fat-free ground turkey. Threw in about 4 shredded carrots, a bit of onion powder, because I was completely out of onions, and a bit of basil. It came out pretty well. It came out pretty good. It was tasty. I liked it. And more to the point, my daughter liked it. The one who complained that we only ever ate turkey. She actually liked the turkey loaf. I think she likes it better than the meatloaf, the one I make out of hamburger. Hamburger and pork. The shrinkage was also much smaller. Now, something about not having a lot of fat to cook out of the loaf, I think, made a big difference. It was actually took up the majority of the loaf pan and didn't cook down to be a small lump in the bottom, which is sometimes what happens with my meatloaf if I use the wrong blend of meat. So it worked out pretty well. I was pretty pleased. But I should have done, I got a head of broccoli, and I should have roasted the broccoli with it. I wasn't thinking. It's bright out this morning. Of course it's bright. I've made the turn that points me directly into the sun. And the sun, as you can tell from the day's picture, is just barely clearing the horizon. So it's right in my face, making it terribly difficult to see. I got my head down, but still. So that's what I'm thinking about today. What have I got to do? I've got to pack. I've got to get some skivvies and a couple of shirts together. Throw in a pair of jeans, a bunch of socks, then figure out what I'm going to do after that. The thing is, I don't really know if I want to carry on a bag. Unless I can carry on like one small bag, that's fine. Something I can tuck under the seat. But that's the bag I usually carry my computer in, which is the other thing I need to decide. Which computer am I going to take? If I take the netbook, it's very handy. It's small. It's compact. It'll run for a couple of hours on a charge. And it's big enough to write on. I've got a lot of my writing on it already. And it works out quite smartly. But the keyboard is 90%. It's not as big as a full-size keyboard. And I do have a perfectly good 15-inch laptop that also has all of my writing tools on it. And it would work quite swimmingly on the lap desk to take the full-size machine and not have to worry about squinting into the 10-inch one. So, I don't know. I have to make up my mind between today and tomorrow. The beauty of putting it in, taking the small one is I can tuck that one into a bag along with my moleskin and be good to go. And it doesn't carry heavy. It's not a big load that I have to drag along. I have a pork chop shaped shoulder bag that I can put my trackball and power cords and everything else into nice little pockets inside that help distribute the load across the face of the inside of the bag, so everything isn't piled into the bottom. I like the bag a lot. A better back bag that I got quite some time ago. I used to take it back and forth to work every day, but I don't go back and forth to work every day anymore. So that might be a good choice. Might be a good choice just to toss in a suitcase to have if I decide to take the larger machine, which will require me to take the larger carry-on. I have a shoulder-mounted attaché case. It's one of the sort of like a document folder from Land's End that works quite well as a computer bag, particularly if I do. I've got a foam envelope that the computer slips into. I can just drop that right into the bottom of this bag and know that it's really well protected. I'm not going to want to go swinging it around or anything, but it does work pretty well. And that also has pockets for all of the things that I need. Question is whether or not to pack a power strip and an extension cord. Quite frequently, I will throw an extension cord and power strip into my suitcase so that when I get there, I only have to crawl under the desk once and plug in my power strip, and then I'm good. And that works out really well. I might do that, I'm not sure. I wish I had the printer here, or one like it, so I would know that I had a good printer driver on my laptops. Both laptops are Linux machines, so it's always a question as to whether or not, when you plug in a printer, whether or not it'll work. I've had very good luck with them lately. The printer drivers are much better, and generally speaking, particularly if it's attached through a USB port, which this one will be. It works quite slickly. Oh, that's the other thing. I think I'll be taking the larger machine. It has more USB ports, like two extras. The netbook is good. It has one. But I don't want to take an extender, because that is just more that I have to take, and it drains the power faster. I do need to remember to pack up all of the power and charging cords, particularly for the earbud and the phone, of course the computer. And I think that's all. That's all I need to take for power. I'm not going to take an MP3 player this time. I usually do. Oh, I wonder if I should take my Kindle. I usually take that too. I don't have anything to read for the moment, but when I get there, I might. In fact, I will. So being able to load it onto my Kindle would be handy. Kindle or Nook? Decisions. One I'll have to make over the course of today. But right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And while I probably won't talk to you then, well, I'll talk to you then, but you may not get it for a few days until I find the opportunity to do an upload. So with that, I'm going to disappear perhaps for a week and a few days. I'll see you in April when I get back at least. And if not, take care of yourselves.